The Yankees are in Houston. Ronald Torres will pick up hits in each of his first two at-bats Friday, and he tried to make it 3-for-3 in the sixth inning with New York down 3-1.
Tying runs are on base. Hit on the ground. Base hit. He's coming home. The throw comes in toward the infield, and an RBI for Ronnie Torres. And the Yankees now trail 3-2. Players Carter. And the pitch is lined off the glove, rolling to left field from Correa. Here comes Roman. The throw home is wide. He scores. And the Yankees have tied the game at 3. Here is Gardner. Line hard. It's a base hit to right field. Reddick's throw home. It's going to be offline. They take a 4-3 lead. And here is Ellsbury. 2-1 line. There's a base hit center field. The Yankees now have scored 4 times in the inning. They have a 5-3 lead.
And it's left to Gardner try and capitalize on the bases loaded, 2-out situation. The 3-2. Hammered in the air, deep right field, and there it goes. Goodbye. Grand slam for Brett Gardner. And it's a 10-3 Yankee lead.
Brett Gardner goes 3-for-5 with a career high, tying 6 RBIs, 13-4 Yankees is your final. Ronald Torres ends up reaching base in all 5 of his trips to the plate in this game, and Aaron Judge goes 0-for-3 with 2 walks. He's reached base safely in 32 straight games. The Yankees are now 43-35 on the year. They are 1 game back of the Red Sox for the top spot in the AL East. Here's the manager, Joe Girardi.
With Dustin, you said you're going to play him, right? I mean, that was the kind of the plan. Is that, would that be similar if you did bring an outfielder up?
I'll let you know tomorrow.
But I guess the question is, though, if you have a guy...
If you're going to bring up a player that is really an everyday player and you foresee as an everyday player in the future, you're going to play him pretty often.
How do you think he will react to, if you do come up, the kind of the, you know, being the center of attention like he was in the spring?
Well, I don't necessarily think that will be the case if he's here. I'm sure the first day it will be, but there's a lot of other guys that garner a lot of attention in there and are important to this club. So the reason I don't say a guy's going to be here before he gets here, just in case he doesn't get here.
Joe, one more question. He's had his ups and downs. How big was it for him get a good sixth inning after you guys took
Michael? I thought it was huge to get through that sixth inning. And I would have sent him out for the seventh if the inning wasn't so long. He was at 90 pitches, and I could have sent him out. But I felt like once that inning got really long, I didn't want him to get stiff and have to try to get going again.
Brett Gardner's big night at the plate ups his average for the year to .261. He now has 15 home runs and 40 RBIs.
You know, that's our only option, really. I mean, we come here to Houston and, you know, arguably the best team in baseball, best team in the American League for sure, and they've been playing really, really good, facing a tough pitcher. And I thought Big Mike threw the ball well tonight, it was this big win for us.
You seemed pretty fired up when you got across home plate, and were you afraid you might hurt some of the guys with the?
Nah, I'm too small to hurt somebody, man. That's, if I don't, those guys might hurt me. So it was a big swing of the bat and big 4 runs, really. Really opened up the game and pulled away. I mean, they got a really, really, really good team and faced a really, really good pitcher tonight. And under tough circumstances with everything last night and getting in early this morning, and it was a big win for us. I thought our team played really, really well, and guys throughout the lineup swinging the bats well, getting on base, and keeping the line moving. And it's a good night.
Brett, when you come up there, are you have grand slam in your mind at all?
No, I'm just looking to drive a ball and try and get a base hit. I mean, we got to 3-2 and he threw me a slider and I fouled it off and. Threw me another one, left it up, and took a good swing at it. So, just a patient at bat, and was able to see some pitches, saw a couple fastballs, saw several breaking balls, and like I said, he threw me a good pitch to hit, and I didn't miss it.
What was the key to you guys being able to drive up McCullers' pitch count?
Well, I mean, guys just having unselfish at-bats. I mean, he's a guy that sometimes he's got a really, really, really good breaking ball, but sometimes he struggles with his fastball command, and at times, I think he had trouble finding that, and guys were able to get on base against him, came through with some big hits and some big situations with 2 outs, and, like I said, he's one of the best pitchers in the game, and he's tough. Coming into tonight, I wasn't sure what to expect. I knew everybody would be tired, but turned out, great game.
The Yankees will look for a second straight win in Houston on Saturday when Jordan Montgomery makes the start.